Your benefit is a very important piece of positioning. In fact, if you nail only one thing in your positioning statement, the benefit should be it. There are two types of benefits, functional and emotional. The functional product benefit is what your product or service actually does for your customer. For example, H&R Block makes sure your taxes are done correctly. The functional customer benefit is one level up from that. It's what the customer gets as a result. For example, by getting your taxes done right, H&R Block gets you more of your money back. And then there's the emotional benefit, how your service makes the customer feel. For example, using H&R Block makes you feel savvy or smart when you save money. The benefit answers the need of the target customer. What's the problem? What's the desire you answer? What's the need? Turn that into your benefit. A benefit ladder is an easy way to plot out and think through your benefit. Here's the H&R Block example using a benefit ladder. H&R Block helps you find deductions that others miss, which enables you to get more of your money back so that you feel savvy or smart. Here's another example. Kimberly Clark Professional is a B2B company that provides products such as protective eyewear and masks that keep you safe at work. Essentially, many of the things you might see in the back room at a workplace environment. So their customer's problem might be that sickness and injury at work is costly, and downtime and absence are a result. And an unhappy workforce doesn't think you have their best interest in mind. So if that's the core issue that you're trying to solve for, then your functional product benefit would be, we safeguard personal spaces so that you can keep your employees healthy, and that makes you feel like you have a happy and productive workforce. Or I could say that makes the owner, a business owner or business manager, feel like they're taking care of their people or that they're a good steward of their employees. When writing your benefit, here are three big tips. Differentiate. Try to be different on any level of that ladder that you can. Think about where you can win versus the competition. And then lastly, be specific. The more specific you can be, the stronger your positioning strategy will be when it translates to execution. Use the benefit ladder worksheet down below to think through the core problem you solve for, as well as your functional and emotional benefits. Then move on to the next lesson.